نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الناس نيام فإذا ماتوا انتهوا. People are as though they are asleep, and the eyes open up when they die. If we just look into the past, and not very far, just a few days ago, the enjoyment, the goodness, the experiences that we had, we can't feel it, we can't perceive it. The good food, the good life, the luxury that we enjoyed, just a few days, in fact yesterday, now we can't feel it, we can't perceive it, we can't see it. So this is life. It would seem like the past is nothing more than a dream. Just a dream. Yes, we used to do this, we used to enjoy this, and we had this. But then all that's the past, and it's over. But the real life starts at death. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ, as the Quran Sharif says, as you step into the next life, then that's the real life. It's real life because the enjoyment is not temporary, it's eternal. It's not just for a day, it's for trillions and trillions and trillions of years. Allah Ta'ala, in His mercy, in His kindness, He gives illustrations for us to understand, and then we can grasp the message easily. So in various ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Pak will explain what life is about, so that you don't get drowned in the glitter and the glory of this life, getting drowned into this, and then you get a wake-up call. It mustn't be that it sounds like a shocker, I didn't expect this. So that's what happens to man, that when he sees the glitter, the glamour, the pomp and the glory, and he dives into it, and then suddenly death comes and overtakes, and then it's like a shocker for him. So Allah Ta'ala gives a description of this life. أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. This life is nothing more than play and amusement. So five phases that you would go through. The first phase is called لَعِب, and then لَهُ. In Arabic, when they use these two words, it's got a slight variation. One is la'ib. It's some type of a pastime, but it doesn't have any value. Little children are playing, they're doing something, and because of the infancy, we overlook it. They're playing with plastic scooters, or ludo, or snake and ladders, and we overlook it. So they're still infants, and we don't get too consumed with that. Or someone is playing carom board, but he's a child now, 5-6 years of age. So there's no good in it, there's no benefit, but for that age, it's like a pastime, it's something to just entertain him. So that's the first phase of life. Then the second phase of life, lahun, it's also a pastime, but that pastime has got some type of benefit. Like youngsters now, 15 to 20, they're playing soccer. So it's also an entertainment, but it's got some benefit, running this side, that side. And so it's also an entertainment, also a sport, but it's got some type of benefit. But overall, by and large, is nothing more than a pastime. Because there's nothing substantial that you get out of it, whether it's soccer, whether it's cricket, or any other game that you are engaged in, then it's just a pastime. It's more for a pastime. It's not meant to make it to be a livelihood, or to die over, or to spend wealth over. That's not the idea. A little bit of fun you need to have, kicking around, etc. So if it's taken like that, then it's a different thing. But you take it like a livelihood, you're working for it, rushing for it, then really you have missed the point. Because you say that, no, I supported this team. Right? Liverpool, for example, you're supporting. So for 10, 15 years, you've been supporting, going to the matches, flying over, wearing the jerseys, getting the signatures, etc. And you spend millions after the team. But one day you didn't have bread and milk, and you told them, you know what, I've been supporting you for the last 15, 20 years. I spent so much, 5, 10 million I spent running after you. I need just bread and milk. Can you support me? Can you help me with about 30 rands? So, that's a different thing altogether. Your support, that's a different thing, but we can't give you anything. So, what are you supporting? Fresh air. If you just analyze it, it's just fresh air. You don't get anything out of it besides the entertainment. Say, you know, we won. And you raise your hands and all that. But what did you win? What did you get out of the whole thing? Nothing. You got nothing but wasting time. I remember 1976, there was a cup final in India. And there were people that were coming in hordes to see the match, buying tickets on the black for thousands of rands now. Right? So the one that is giving the commentary, and he says, you know, what a pitiful state we are in here in India. There is a prime business hour, and people are taking out thousands to buy a ticket in the black for an engagement. There's no returns, absolutely no returns. But they're all glued to that. But what are they getting out of it? Anything besides a little bit of entertainment, anything besides some type of sensual pleasure, nothing. And then, even if it's taken as a sport, a person with some level of nobility won't hanker after these things. Because presently as these spots stand, I ask you, someone that's acquainted with this, is there any perceivable vice that doesn't take place on those grounds? Any perceivable, every type of vice. Whether it's fornication, whether it's music, whether it's boozing, every type of perceivable vice takes place there. And in the midst we are there. So what are we doing? Is not supporting our dunya, nothing to do with the good of this world, nothing for the hereafter. Your time is wasted, and you don't know what you're supporting. What are you supporting? So that's the second phase that a man goes through. La'ibu wa lahu. The third phase that the Quran speaks about was zinatun. And then as you come of age now, over 20, 22, a little bit of sense you caught. So the third phase that you go through is glamour, beauty, pomp, glory, status. I want to see my profile. What's my profile like? I want to show that. So I want to impress people with my profile, my car, my investments, the places that I've been to. So you want to show your status. But in all that showing of the status or profile, etc., is there anything to be achieved? It's as though you're living in the minds of people. You're not living your own life. You're living in the minds of people, not to earn anything. You did the wedding, you did it very smart. And one, two people complimented, well, the food was very good, right? So where are you living? Are you living your life, or are you living in the minds of people? So this is the third phase that man passes through. It's just about pomp, glory, how I look, how I appear amongst people, my reputation, my name. So that's the third phase that you go through. Not that we don't save our reputation, our respect, but it's not something that we live for. You're going to a walima, so you must pull out your brand new Mercedes and go there, or your Ferrari, so people recognize you. This is this motor. This is a person. So what did you get out of it? Pulled it out, went there. Maybe a few people commented, hey, how good this car is. And then everything's over after that. It's just a show. It's just for that moment. Waziratun. And then the fourth phase is, it's a rivalry, it's boasting. You're boasting with that person, with your wealth, with your children, with your type of people that are with you, you know, they support you, you're following. So that's the last phase of man. Takasrun fil amwali wal awlad. So now, in this one verse, Allah has summarized the very itinerary of life, the whole itinerary, one verse has given it. And then he gives a simile, that what is the simile of this life? كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. It's like the rain and the seed that you have sown into the ground, right? So as the rain comes, then it sends out its shoot, right? And brings about delight to the tiller, to the farmer, what it was. Look at the color, look at the fruit itself, or look at the plant itself, the color, the texture, the beauty, the ambience. Look at it, so beautiful it looks. For that moment, it looks too beautiful, it's catching the eye. You're impressed with the color, with the texture, with the product, you are very impressed, right? But then, kamasadi raisin ajabul kufar nabatu, then it withers away, you will see it turning yellow, musfarran, summa yakun hutama, then in a few days, it's dry stubble, crumbled to dust. So this is the whole itinerary of life, the whole plan from the beginning to the end. But at the beginning, you look so smart, you got a status, you got some recognition, you got some reputation, you're looking so beautiful, your oration is so done so well, you sing so well. So that's at the beginning. Right? Then after that, when you peak, then at the age of 35, 40, you have peaked, and from there onwards, then you are going downhill. Then you'll see some white hair appearing, and then you see yourself, you're not so strong as you used to be, and you can't do like what you were some years ago. So you understand now you have peaked, now you're going downhill. But nobody wants to recognize this phase of the life which is going downhill. You know, I'm strong, I can do things, you want to defy, you want to deny, be in denial. But being in denial won't make you any younger. You have to accept the reality as it appears. And really, when you see that white hair or that weakness, etc., creeping in, stepping into your life, really it's a favor from Allah Ta'ala. It's like a plane that is on the descent. So they're notifying the passengers that in few minutes will be landing, right? So the passengers can become prepared. So these are all blessings of Allah Ta'ala to impress upon us now. Now it's about the time for your descent to the grave. So before that, now prepare yourself. You did enough, you enjoyed, you ran about, you were in some luxuries and comforts, etc. But now you see the time of this descent is coming quite close. You're 30, 35, 40, you're coming at that age. So that the time is coming. And it's such a chance, you know, time and death is such a thing that it comes once and never to be repeated. You don't hear of the time going, now it's 12:33, you will never get this again. Friday, this day of Muharram, 12:33, it's gone for good. So life is also like that. It came and it's never reversed. So the lesson Allah Pak is teaching us, then appreciate that moment. So wherever Allah Ta'ala uses the word يَعْلَمُ, understand, know, then Allah Ta'ala in His compassion, in His mercy, then He tells us, alright, what are you supposed to be doing? What is required of you? I've shown you the whole itinerary of life. Now I must show you what's the solution. You've seen the whole problem. You've seen the equation. Now when you've seen the whole thing panning out before you, then what's the plan? What must you do? So Allah Pak shows you what are you supposed to be doing. So in the next verse He says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So all this glitter, the glamour, we don't say we don't need that. But a need is not the goal. The real goal, what is the real goal? The real goal is the goal that you are moving towards. You see, we all came here. We have all boarded the flight of death. We are here. We are on the flight taking us to death. Where are you going to? Going towards death. So you have to recognize that you came here not to live eternally. You came just to die. When you came to die then when that's the goal, then what do I need to do so that goal is the best of goals? And once I'm reaching there, then I'm longing to be there, not longing to be here. Because here is just a waiting room. So it says just a departure lounge. It's supposed to be there just for the time, the duration of your departure. And then you're moving across. So what's there in store for you in the next world, the next world? So Allah Pak says it. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So what are you supposed to be working towards, investing towards? And we all want some type of investment. With the investment, we want good returns. If it is now 8% now, then you want an investment that will never fail. Tijaratan lan tabur. Otherwise, the worldly investments are such, you thought it was so good, and then the whole thing collapsed. Failure, disappointment, you know, the fight with people, you know, what you bluffed me with. But then Allah speaks about this investment, lan tabur. It's an investment that never fails, it goes. But you just conform to the conditions, requirements, and you see how Allah will take care. So then what are you supposed to be working towards? Ila maghfirati min rabbikum. Try and secure the forgiveness of Allah. That as you are going on that end, then you must be looking forward to that end, and Allah Ta'ala must be looking forward to embrace you as well. You are going to Him, so you must be looking forward to the journey, and He must look forward to embrace you as well. My Banda, He served me all His life, and He was dedicated in my service. He was not concerned about people and what they will say. He was most concerned with how I will see things. So that was the thing that he was consumed with. So I need to look at him favorably as well. So I look forward to meeting him. When أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. You are interested, you are yearning to meet Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is also yearning to see you. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So this is a one time, once off opportunity, a lifetime, and a once off, never to be repeated. Once and never. Here, if it's a business offer, then if it failed, you can still try something else. It didn't work out like you had expected. You can still work out something. But there, if you failed, you failed permanently. You can't get a second chance. You don't see any person when you dial road, you know, and coming back. Gone and it's gone for good. So, إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Then that's the opportunity, that's the investment, that how must you acquire His good pleasure. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the jannat that's there for you, is the width of it is like the width of the skies. You know, when you look at the sky, you're in Durban, and look at the sky, and you can't see an end. Alright, you see it's rounding up at a certain point. Now you travel another 1,000 kilometers, went to Cape Town. You still see the same sky. And then you thought, now let me go to America, the furthest west. That thing is still the same. So imagine your jannat will be like the width of the skies. So what a huge jannat. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَعِدَّتِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. But all this Allah Pak has prepared for those that are truthful to Allah Ta'ala. The truthful, the honest Allah Ta'ala, all Allah Pak wants, be truthful to me in your faith, in your beliefs, in your understanding me, in your offering your service to me, be truthful. Allah Pak didn't say now you must move mountains, no. But be honest, be truthful, don't make stories. Don't make wrong interpretations. Don't justify. Just be truthful, Allah Pak, I'm wrong. I looked at the wrong things, Allah Pak, forgive me. I wasted my time in the wrong things, Allah Pak, do forgive me. I was dishonest in what I was doing. So have the heart of being truthful and loyal to Allah Ta'ala. Loyalty means that don't disappoint Him. Whatever you're doing, you don't disappoint. You are loyal to your wife. You are loyal to your profession. So you don't want anybody to point a finger that you are not loyal. So now, the greatest loyalty belongs to the one who gave you existence and gave you everything that is functional within you. Everything. Your organs, the faculties that He's given you. If He pulled away your sight, anybody can restore the sight. Nobody can do it. So what He's given you, nobody can do it. So then the greatest loyalty you owe, faithfulness you owe to Allah Ta'ala. Right? That's what He wants. The one is that be loyal to Him. Be honest in the small or the big that you do. I got some namazes. I need to do it. I was wrong in this thing that I done. I need to correct myself. So don't make stories. Be truthful to Allah Ta'ala. Be honest to Him. And be good to people as well. You've been good to Allah Ta'ala, then in all that you do, then be good to people. You are supposed to be doing good in any situation, then do the good. Not that you mustn't be firm and strong. Be firm, but you need to be firm. Then you need to be firm. If your child now takes a match and father is very good, everything goes works with him. But the child takes a match and wants to light, set a light to the house. Then say, no, my darling, don't do this. Will you do that? You know, you'll be abrupt at that time, you'll be very firm at that time. You know what it can result in. So a material loss, you see, you can't sustain that. So how can you sustain an everlasting, an eternal loss? So the places where you need to be firm, you'll be firm. Otherwise the general rule is a Muslim is soft, lenient, he covers faults, and he's good and kind to people. So you're honest with Allah Ta'ala, loyal to him, and you're good to his creation, then why will Allah Ta'ala not bless you? Because give us on tawfiq.